The yeas are 217, the nays are 215, the bill is passed.
With that vote late Wednesday evening in the House, the Central American Free Trade Agreement is on its way to the President now, the close vote coming after some dramatic debate.
Trade without equity is tyranny. Trade without economic justice is theft. Trade without integrity.
We've given away steel. We've given away fruits and vegetables. Now let's just go ahead and give away everything and be dependent.
And so it went. On the pro side, lots of support from most farming areas.
This CAFTA agreement will create important new export opportunities for the farmers and ranchers I represent.
And Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann says for the U.S. agricultural exports to CAFTA countries under the agreement,
tariffs will be phased out based on country and specific commodity. Some of the phase-outs will actually be immediate.
Johann says when CAFTA is fully implemented,
we could well double U.S. exports to those countries,
which currently are at just under $2 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.